You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey, coming at you on September the 26th, 2017. Look, this right now is 8:14 in the a.m. This right now is the calm before the storm for the 76ers. In about 3 hours, they'll be on the court. A little less than 3 hours, actually. They'll be on the court for their first training camp practice. I mean, this is a new-look 76ers squad. You know, they have Ben Simmons is going to be on the floor. You got first overall pick Markel Fultz. You have J.J. Redick. You have Amir Johnson. You have Chris Humphreys battling for a spot. And you also have Emeka Okafor. Emeka Okafor, after a four-plus years not playing in the NBA, is trying to make a comeback with the 76ers. So, you know, this is the calm before the storm, y'all. I mean, literally, there's a lot of storylines. This team is kind of sort of on the rise. No one knows really how good they'll be. I mean, there's some people saying that they'll make the playoffs because the Eastern Conference is so bad. But realistically, no one knows how good they're going to be. Now, you know, I'm going to talk to you guys about, you know, what's going on, what's happening with the team on a daily basis. I mean, as you know, this podcast is the only podcast in the area that gives you information, you know, at least 5 days a week. So, you know, we're going to do that. And, you know, I've been on vacation and now I'm back. So I'm going to get back with doing the 5 days a week thing. And so I'll give you a snippets of things. Now, the one thing that I'll talk about is Joel Embiid, you know, talking about he expects to return to action by the season opener. Actually, that's his target date, October the 18th, the season opener against the Washington Wizards. He denied the report that was out there that saying he was basically not participating in 5-on-5 because he wanted to get his contract extended. He said that is false. He also said, really, basically, you know, he doesn't really have any leverage when it comes down to negotiating a contract, just because, you know, if he doesn't get a contract negotiated, you know, before the October 16th deadline, then he'll just be a restricted free agent. He knows that. And that's something that he'll deal with at that time. But, you know, there's also Jahlil Okafor who has yet to participate in 5-on-5 scrimmaging. The goal is to get that done during training camp. Timothy Luwalo-Cabaret hasn't practicing like at all either. You know, his goal is to do some running. Now, you know, Okafor has a sore right knee. Embiid has had a surgery for a meniscus tear on his left knee. And Timothy Luwalo has tendonitis in his right knee. So, you know, that's their injuries. But, you know, I really want to talk to y'all, and I'm sorry that it took forever for me to get to the subject, but I really want to talk to y'all about, you know, the 76ers voicing their displeasure with Donald Trump. And the only reason why I'm saying this is because I received several emails from people, you know, talking about they need to stay away from politics and who cares about what they have to say. And certain people even saying to me, like, what type of reporter are you to report on that? Now, again, you know, you won't hear me say anything about Donald Trump. You know, everyone has their opinions of everything, basically. But as the beat writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer, Daily News, Philly.com, I have to be extremely objective on things. With that being said, it's like I signed something when I was hired that said that, you know, I don't comment on certain matters like that. Now, however, when someone else who has a First Amendment right to comment on things. It's my duty as a reporter to get that out there. You understand? It's one of those things, you get that out there. And, you know, if you want to bring it back to sports, I compare it to, let's say, for instance, I'm covering a game. And let's just say, like, Ben Simmons, right? Ben Simmons has a great game where he has a triple-double. Let's say Ben had 21 points, 13 assists, you know, 10 rebounds to go with 4 steals. My duty is to write that, right? My duty is to write that. Now, also, let's just say if Ben Simmons has a game that he has 12 turnovers, 0 assists, 3 points on 4, 3, no, 3 points on 2 for 21 shooting. He made a layup and went 1 for 7 from the foul line, right? That's how he got the 3 points. Now, if I didn't write about that, y'all would basically criticize me for not reporting the news, the factual news. If I said that, you know, Ben Simmons had a great game, you guys would say, hey, Pompey, that's fake news. Now, I know some people may say, like, yo, but you guys are reporting on politics. Well, I cover the 76ers. So if somebody ask one of the Sixers about a political question, about politics, and they answer it, it's everyone's duty, everyone's obligation as a reporter, you know, covering it for their media outlets to report the news. And you report what they say. Now, to me, if you don't report it, and you talk about other things, you're, like I said, you're not doing your duty. Or if you kind of sugarcoat or downplay what they said, again, that's fake news. And I'm not into doing fake news or writing fake news. Now let's get back to what was said, right? How they said it. Basically, you know, J.J. Redick had his views. Jared Bayless had his views. And, you know, Justin Anderson talked about the situation. You know, he talked about basically moving forward. And JJ basically said that he would support his teammates if they had a silent protest. And what Jared Bayless said was, you know, basically that he feels as if President Trump is dividing the country. Now, again, these guys didn't just come up to the podium and just start, you know, ripping the president or saying stuff. They were asked questions. And then in a city where people have been questioning the 76ers for lack of information, for lack of disclosing things, and some people say they may, you know, they probably weren't as honest as they could be, to hear someone say something with conviction, to say something that's very truthful, something that they believe in, is refreshing. So why are you going to criticize them for saying what they had to say? You know, too often, I remember when I was younger and, you know, I was a kid and there were a couple athletes who wouldn't say things. You know, it was like, it was all about their marketing, all about their brand. But they really didn't stand for issues. And they got ostracized for it, you know, within certain communities. People felt as if that they didn't stand for them. And they couldn't relate to them, even though these people came from a certain community. Now, you fast forward it to today, and there are athletes who are very outspoken, who are really talking for their community because they feel as if that their celebrity status, so to speak, allows them to get their message out and allows other people to be heard through their voice. So why do we criticize? You know, Now, this is it. I'm not really going to talk about it. Now, if you really want to go and see what was said, you know, there were some things said, you know, I really think, because I don't want to bog it down to the people who could care less about it. But I think if you want to do that, just go to Philly.com, right? Click onto the Sixers thing, Sixers webpage, and you can read what was said. You know, you could do it that way. Or you can pick up today's Philadelphia Inquirer, Philly Daily News, and then you can get the information in there. But, you know, this is just how I'm addressing it. Like, you know, again, our job is to report the news. Their job is, when they're asked questions, is to give the honest opinion. You know, and I believe that's refreshing. So, with that said, I want to thank y'all for listening to today's Locked On Sixers. I'm going to hopefully have a special guest on for tomorrow's show. Someone who's not really new to the area, but kind of, you know, new to the Sixers scene. And we're going to talk to that person and ask them a little bit about their background and some of their thoughts and views for this upcoming season. So I want to thank y'all for listening and have a great day.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.